put on. I've never heard anyone use it. It sounds like two words put together that don't belong together.
Uh-huh. Is that right?
Uh-huh. But now I have heard I couldn't ought.
I couldn't ought?
Uh-huh.
Now, what
is... I couldn't ought to have done that. Or I shouldn't ought to have done that.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Is that so? I've never heard that.
That's a fairly common.
My could is very common in the lower south. A bird that makes a screeching sound is a...
Screech owl.
And one that makes a hooting sound.
Is an owl.
All right, do you make any distinction between the screech owl is usually kind of a smaller one.
It's a dear little thing, about so big, and it makes the most delightful screeching sound.
And what do you call the big one? Do you just call that an owl?
Yes. He has a lovely little hoo that's very soft, and he's a big owl. Then there are barn owls. There are various.
Are there any other kinds that you can think of?
There's a horned owl, and there is a white owl, the great white owl, and there's a horned owl, and a barn owl. And I think just the owl is sometimes called the hoot owl.
How many of these are found around here?
The barn owl, the horned owl, the owl that goes hoo, and the screech owl that I can think of having seen.
How about the white owl? Is that?
I don't remember having seen one. I don't know.
All right. An animal that, a bird that gets up on a tree and...
Oh, a woodpecker.
Now, what different kinds of these are?
Oh, we have an ivory bill down here in the woods by the barn, and we have a pileated one that has been up here, and next door on the house, which is aluminum siding, we have these redheads just pecking their hearts away on that aluminum siding.
Is that right? And getting nowhere, but then...
That's right, and I saw one last fall. I was very interested to see one go in a hole in a tree. Apparently it was nesting, or she was nesting. And I had never seen this before. I was sitting in the car waiting for Bill in someone's wooded lot. And saw the owl go right down the tree.
An animal that gives off a bad odor is a...
Oh, a skunk.
Did you ever call it anything else?
Bill says sometimes some of his relatives, some of his wife's relatives have been around.
Oh. you never use polecat, though?
I've heard it. No, we don't use it.
And... A kind of a comprehensive name for small predators, small animals. And
varmints.
All right. Now, is that just facetious, or might you use that?
That could be used by someone that was in position to have them and wouldn't know what, whether it was foxes or what kind of little animals were coming in, like in getting chickens.
Uh-huh. And if... I ever use it in relation to people?
No, I have heard it used in relation to people.
What kind of people?
Just the lowest dregs of society.
Okay. And now this is a little animal that eats nuts and runs around in trees.
Oh, that's a squirrel.
Now what kinds of squirrels do you have around here?
I don't know their names. We have many squirrels.
Are they all the same color?
Yes, they're little gray squirrels.
You don't have any red ones?
I don't think so.
And this is something like a squirrel. They're small and they run around on the ground.
And they're chipmunks and they're delightful.
Do you have those around here?
In the area. I have seen them in Bristol and I have seen them in Chattanooga.
About this big? They're
just,
yeah. Okay. And what kinds of fish are caught in the streams around here?
On Talco and on Little River, you catch trout. They are stocked with rainbow, and sometimes you catch natives. And in the lakes, you catch bass, bream, perch. Excuse me, there's no drug man back.
I think that's a pain.
Yeah.
Gee, that's the worst pain I've ever had in my life. I had and it wasn't crushed. I just tore the cartilage and ligaments in my knee. That's the worst pain I've ever felt in my life.
It really is painful. Well, he gave me a massive dose when he gave me the cortisone, so I don't need it yet, but he just wanted me to have it.
Well, it's
very helpful.
Well, you've got to sleep if you can.
I didn't last night. I took